The Wise Fool, adapted by Paul Galdon, based on a tale from the third book of Pantagruel by François Rabelais. Read by Jeff Saavedra. There is an old saying that a wise man can get good advice from a fool. This story happened in Paris some 500 years ago. A hungry porter stopped before the cook shop of one of the roast meat sellers near the Petit Châtelet. A fat goose was turning on the spit over a crackling fire. It smelled so delicious that it made him even hungrier. The porter drew from his load a penny loaf of bread, which was to be his meal. Before each bite, he held the bread up to be flavored and perfumed by the smoke and steam rising from the roasting goose. From behind the counter, the cook watched, but said nothing. As the porter was swallowing his last mouthful, the cook suddenly grabbed him by the throat and demanded payment for the smoke of his roast.
But,
stammered the porter.
"You have suffered no loss at all. I have taken nothing of yours, so I owe you nothing. As for the smoke you mention, it would have disappeared into thin air whether I stood here or not. Besides, who has ever heard of selling smoke?"
Then the cook shouted angrily, "I have never seen you in my life, and I see no reason why I should feed and fatten you with the smoke of my good roast. I swear, if you do not pay me at once, I will tear your crooked staves off your back and use them as fuel for my kitchen fires." He started to pull at one of the rungs, but the sturdy porter freed himself from the cook's grip, pulled out his knotty cudgel, and stood ready to defend himself. The battle of words grew hotter. From all sides, idle Parisians came running to watch the outcome of this uproar. In the midst of the crowd stood Lord John the Loony, the king's fool and famous citizen of Paris. When the cook caught sight of him, he paused in the argument and said to the porter,
"See, here is the noble Lord John. Will you let him be the judge in this quarrel and accept his decision?"
"Yes, by the blood of a goose, I will," answered the porter.
Lord John the Loony agreed to settle their differences and listened carefully to the reasons they gave for their brawling. Then he drew himself up and in a commanding voice said,
"Porter, draw from the fob of your belt a piece of money, if you have it."
Without delay, the porter, bowing to the authority of such a wise judge, produced a silver coin and put it into his hand. After that, laying it in the palm of his hand, he made it ring and tinkle to find out if it was made of good silver. Then he put it to his right eye to see if it was well stamped and marked. The gaping crowd watched while the cook and the porter awaited the verdict. Finally, Lord John the Loony handed back the coin and said,
"Now make this silver fillip ring on the counter."
The porter bounced it well so all could hear it ring. Then he picked up the coin and turned expectantly to Lord John. Lord John the Loony coughed two or three times to clear his throat. Then in a booming voice he pronounced the following sentence.
"This court declares that the porter who ate his bread at the smoke of the roast goose has fully paid the cook with the sound of his money. And the court orders that everyone return to his proper business. Case dismissed."
This verdict by the fool of Paris seemed so admirable that learned men have since doubted if a more just decision could have been made by the most famous courts in the world. The end. Thank you for listening to Stories to Dream By.